Tuesday afternoon, time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, did you have a good Christmas?
Yes. Actually, I think Christmas lives on in our family. We've got Christmas coming up this next weekend, the weekend after. You know, I think that's just it. We families get together whenever they can, and that's when Christmas really is. So,
yeah.
So I imagine I'm not the only one that's like that, kind of switches things around a little bit.
Yeah, that's what we did this year. We had our family Christmas this past weekend. So, anyway. Yeah, well, I hear you're a little under the weather, huh?
I think I've been struck by the cold bug.
Yeah, a lot of people have colds.
I know. I've been seeing some nursing homes and hospitals are having limited visits and things, and so sometimes when you feel a little under the weather, maybe you just need to stay home.
There you go. Well, hope you're feeling better.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, what's happening at the Appleton Public Library?
Well, we've got a few things coming up here. In fact, this Friday at 10:30 a.m., we are having story time with story songs and a fun craft. And our theme this time is teeth, of all things. Believe
teeth.
It or not, that's what we're talking about, is teeth.
That sounds like an interesting subject.
I think it'll be a lot of fun for the kids. I know Lynette has got some really unique things up her sleeve, so if you could join us this Friday at 10:30 a.m., that would be super because we are talking teeth. And so, again, that's Friday, the 5th of January at 10:30 a.m. So kind of a fun, exciting thing that we've got coming up. Also, we've got Steve Starrood back again. He will be here this month. He will be here on the 9th. Of January and the 23rd of January, I believe. The 10th and the 17th. He's here on two Wednesdays in January, and now I think he's here from like 4 to 6 o'clock. And what he'll do is help you with whatever your computer questions or needs are. So that's kind of a nice thing that he does for us at the Appleton Library.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he's in Madison a couple of times, too, so you'll check the community ed flyer for some information on that as well.
Okay.
And then we are closed, of course, 2 days during the month of January. We're closed yesterday, the 1st, and then also on the 15th, we're going to be closed as well. So keep those things in mind. We've got a couple of fun events. We've got our adult coloring event, and that is the third Tuesday. We are also having a book club, and we've got copies of the book that are also available, and it's called Playing for Pizza by John Grisham, which is a totally off-the-wall different John Grisham book, so it'll be kind of fun to discuss that book. And then we've got a real fun event planned. We have a chalk couture event. And what that is, that is using templates that are actually screens to create unique and designs using chalk paste and a chalkboard.
Mm.
And that is by registration, and it will be on the 23rd of January at 6:30 p.m., which is a Tuesday night. So if you're interested in signing up and registering for that, give us a call at 320-289-1681. We do have some class limits for it, so make sure you do give us a call and register.
Okay. That sounds fun. That sounds interesting, too. It's a unique thing, huh?
It really is because, you know, you've seen a lot of stencils with paint and things, but this is using a screen. It's kind of like a screen print.
Mm-hmm.
You use this chalk paste, and you can kind of mix the colors together to blend the colors to create some different designs, and then there are all these different screens that you can mix and match.
Okay.
It'll be kind of a fun thing for us, something different to offer in January, a month that can be, you know, a challenge.
Yeah, right.
With the weather and everything.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Well, let's move into what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, because it is the month of January, a lot of authors are not writing a lot of new things yet. But there are some interesting things to kind of look at. New York Times bestseller lists are always something that many people are using to help determine what books they're interested in. And so it's always interesting to see what are the books that are remaining on the bestseller list the longest. What are they all about? And what authors are seemingly the most popular. And so right now, the New York Times bestseller lists are really loaded with some heavy-hitting authors that write a lot of books and a lot of really good books. One of them is John Grisham is on here, and he's been on the New York Times bestseller list for fiction for 9 weeks now with his latest read, The Rooster Bar. That's just always something interesting. Dan Brown has got a new book out and has been on the bestseller list now for 12 weeks with Origin. And like I said, you see a lot of repeat authors. James Patterson with The People versus Alex Cross. Another repeat author, Lee Child, has the Jack Reacher series new book out called The Midnight Line. It's been on for 7 weeks. Nora Roberts is again on with Year One. You've got Tom Clancy, who has since passed away and has a ghostwriter that is continuing his series. It's called Power and the Empire by Mark Cameron, which is a Tom Clancy book that is that Jack Ryan series. So it's always interesting to see, and there's just so many more of them that are on this list it's always interesting. Then if you look at the nonfiction list, you've got some really interesting books that have been on for 30-plus weeks. In fact, Astrophysics for People in a Hurry by Neil deGrasse Tyson. And, you know, who would think, Paul, that people are interested in astrophysics? But they have been, and it's on the list for 34 weeks. And this book is just a straightforward, easy-to-understand introduction to the universe. So, you know, just kind of interesting what stays on those bestseller lists that long. Another one, of course, is The Magnolia Story. That's been on for 30 weeks, and that's Chip Gaines and Joanna Gaines with this Mark D'Agostino, and that is the HGTV co-stars for the Fixer Upper show. And so what a difference. You know, you're talking astrophysics and then a Fixer Upper show.
I was going to ask you what astrophysics was. I never heard of that before. That's a study of the stars, then? Is that what that is?
Don't you think it's interesting to see what's on there? Now, a book that looks really interesting that I'm interested in is that's been on for 27 weeks is Killers of the Flower Moon by David Grann. And that book is the story of a murder spree in the 1920s Oklahoma that targeted Osage Indians. Really interesting. And horrible at the same time. And that's been on for 27 weeks. So you've got just a variety here. And I suppose that's just indicative of the variety of things that people like in the world.
Right.
Anyway.
Good. So. What books are you reading, Cindy?
Well, right now I've just finished a book by Sandra Brown, and I know I've got to pick up our book club book. This Playing for Pizza is the next book that's on my list, and that is by John Grisham. So that's the next book I have to read.
Okay.
And of course, I always have, you know, 5 or 10 things that are laying around. I've got Jimmy Carter's book that he wrote about his life. That has spanned 90 plus years, and so I have that book on my list right now too. In fact, I've got it in my car. I'll be listening to that. So like I said, I always have 3-4 things going on. How about you, Paul?
Well, I've taken a break, actually. Actually, I can't remember the lady that was at the Appleton Library maybe a year ago.
Candace Samar.
Yes, and her book series about the uprising and back in the 1860s
yes.
and stuff. Actually, I have those books on my bookshelf. So
well, good. Good.
Yep.
Good.
All right.
And, you know, keep in mind that it is also the adult winter reading program has started. And so what we have is we've got all sorts of prizes to give out to people. You read books and you earn prizes while you're doing it. And so that's another program that we're offering for adults during this winter month time.
Oh,
almost forgot about that. So thanks for reminding me, Paul.
Okay. Well, when is the Appleton Public Library open, Cindy?
Well, the library is open on Mondays and Fridays from 10:30 to 5:30, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays, 10:30 to 7:30, and Saturdays, 10:30 to 2:30. You can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681, visiting us on the website of appletonpubliclibrary.webs.com, and, of course, friend us on Facebook for the latest happenings and things going on at the Appleton Library.
All right, and easy to find, too, right? There in Appleton, right off the highway, right?
All right, yes, of course. And we're always here and excited about sharing something with people. So hopefully you stop on down for whatever your reading needs are.
All right, thanks, Cindy, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.